I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Ukrainian forces have entered the southern city of Kherson after a Russian retreat. It was the first and only major city seized by Russia during the invasion. Eric Mock with the Slavic Gospel Association.
For many Ukrainians, in fact, I am currently here with two Ukrainian leaders from the Ukrainian Baptist Union. There's a sense of excitement that a city that is very important to them is accessible by them. One thing for certain is that we're seeing a constantly changing battlefield. As Russia asserts that they are new Russian regions, the reality is that they cannot secure what they're claiming to have accomplished.
Wherever Russian forces retreat, they leave damaged cities behind. Mock reports people living without heat as winter approaches. You can help through a new SGA initiative called Heat and Hope. Visit missionnews.org. Famine looms in Sri Lanka. The number of people in need doubled over the past 6 months, the UN reports. Two-thirds of Sri Lankan families say they can't meet their household food needs. Years ago, Farm Sri Lanka introduced a microcredit program to help believers work their way out of poverty. Today, Pastor Clarence says they're helping people survive.
We have lost many projects because the cost of living and the cost of poultry food, piggery food, and also the fertilizer.
In partnership with local church networks, Farm Sri Lanka distributes food aid to the neediest families. Please pray people will come to know Christ as they see his love in word and deed.
Always Jesus said, bear ye one another's burden, and this is the good time to be good stewards towards God and our fellow citizens.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month's Sat7 offers a free prayer guide. It tells the stories of Christians who can't freely worship and provides specific ways to pray. Get yours at missionnews.org.